Hello, this is Pete Starkey at Real Time with IPC. I'm delighted to have the opportunity to talk with a dear friend, Don Mon, who's Midwest Sales Manager for Tao America. Don, it's great to see you again.
Pete, great to see you too. And the funny part is we are actually seeing each other. How about that?
the system works, Don. Don, we've spoken a lot in the recent past about how inkjet solder mask is being adopted by the industry. What's the update, Don?
Well, it's funny you ask that, Pete, because I appreciate updating everybody. We try to keep our finger on the pulse of the industry and this technology. Obviously, I don't want to say we're driving it, but we're very, very, very involved in the progress of inkjet. And what I can tell you is, you know, is currently there's well over 20 installations now of machines between North America and Europe. And there's another five or six that are already committed to being installed in the first quarter of 2022. So is it widespread? It's not widespread, but it's gaining better momentum. We've doubled the amount of installations that I could tell you 6 months ago. So full speed ahead as far as I'm concerned.
Thank you, Don. Although it's clear that inkjet technology has the potential to become capable of volume production, I believe that liquid photoimageable solder mask will continue as the mainstream for some time to come. Your Tao Circuit Automation Company has for many years been an innovator in the design and manufacture of double-sided solder mask coating and vertical drying equipment. How is that side of the business progressing, Don?
Well, you know, Pete, your opening statement there was very accurate, and we couldn't agree more. In no way do we believe that liquid photoimageable solder mask is going to disappear because of inkjet. We actually think they're going to complement each other very, very well. On the Tao circuit automation side, with the show coming up, our goal was to have, you know, we make equipment. We make double-sided screening equipment. We make your, I don't want to say entry level, but we make the standalone DP1500 that there are lots of in the world. And then we also make the updated version, which is much more accurate, the DP3500. Our goal was to have a DP3500 at the APEX show this year, which was really going to be excellent. Either fortunately or unfortunately, we had a very eager customer who really wanted and needed that piece of equipment. So we sold it to him. And now what we're doing is we're redesigning the DP1500 to be a DP1500 Pro. It's going to have updated options. It's going to have updated parts. The DPs have been around so long, some of the parts are very difficult to get. We're doing our absolute best to build a DP1500 Pro and have it on the floor at the show in APEX this year. And as of Friday, it looked like we were going to make it. So really excited about that. The sales group, we're all having bets on who's going to be able to sell the machine. We're very sure it's not going to come out of the machine on the show unsold. So we're just trying to see who can make that big sale.
Now, we look forward to seeing the sold to notice on the top of the machine, and it goes without saying that the sold by will be by Don Mon.
We'll see.
Don, as a multinational supplier, you've no doubt faced the challenges of shipping delays and constraints. How have you managed the logistics of getting raw materials in and manufactured products out?
Well, you know, Pete, again, I'm glad you asked that question, because when this all started happening to all of us suppliers and consumers in the world, it was eye-opening at first. And at Tao America, we take things personal. We're not thinking that this is a global issue all of a sudden. It's affecting us and our customers. We got to fix something. Well, we learned it wasn't just us. It was everybody. You go to the grocery store, sometimes you can't find a jar of peanut butter. Luckily at Tile America, we've always had multiple sources for raw materials, most of them local and domestic. So we've been able to call in some materials, if you will. However, we've struggled to get stuff fast enough, soon enough, timely enough. Luckily, our customers are very understanding. They understand the pandemic. They're working with us to, we don't have people hoarding things, ordering huge volumes because they know there's an issue. Is it better today than it was last month? Absolutely. Is it fixed 100%? No. Again, we're lucky our customers understand, and we're getting this stuff bled out as evenly and fairly as possible to keep everybody running every day.
Don, we appreciate your frankness and the straightforwardness of your answer. We wish you every success in maintaining your manufacturing, maintaining your supply, and maintaining your partnership with your customers. You clearly have a excellent customer relations. Don, as ever, it's been a great pleasure to spend a few minutes with you. Thanks very much, and I look forward to the next time.
Okay, I appreciate it, Pete. And if anyone's listening to this, come on by the booth. Yes, there'll be a 1500 there, and we can talk about it. We can talk about a lot of things, but anxious to see everybody.
I think we all are looking forward to seeing real people rather than images of people on computer screens. Thanks again, Don.
Hi, Pete.
This is Pete Starkey at Real Time with IPC. Thank you. I think we all are looking forward to seeing real people rather than images of people on computer screens. Thanks again, Don. This is Pete Starkey at Real Time with IPC. Thank you.